Thank you, Madam Vice President. I deliver this statement on behalf of Belgium, the Kingdom of the Netherlands, and my own country, Luxembourg. We align ourselves with the EU statement. We thank the Deputy High Commissioner for this update, and we share your grave concerns about the proposed legislative and constitutional reforms. These will abolish the already insufficient checks and balances on the executive power that were still in place and will further facilitate expropriation and transnational repression. Rule of law, political pluralism, and the separation of powers are the fundamental pillars on which democracy rests. The adoption of these laws takes a sledgehammer to these pillars and violates the human rights of the Nicaraguan people. As friends of Nicaragua and its people, we urge the authorities to enable a return to democracy. We also urge them to cease and revoke all legislation aimed at the concentration of the three branches of government within the executive power, the elimination of opposition, the persecution of critical voices in and outside the country, as well as those legislation that enable and legalize severe human rights violations and abuses. Madam Deputy High Commissioner, how will the law that regulates international cooperation affect operations of UN agencies? Are there still sufficient independent oversight mechanisms left in the country to supervise the use of development cooperation funds or humanitarian aid? I thank you.